Here we go. Welcome to the Daily Scribbles podcast. Welcome to the new year, new podcast. I hope to bring a little bit better of a podcast than I gave last year, and we'll start with that. Welcome, the TDSP. As we know, this is the armchair babble that I try to record here for myself, not necessarily for any particular reason, and I have no actual point to any of the things I'm saying, but I'm trying to record things to potentially listen back to and gain some insight for myself. If it's valuable to anybody else, I'm there cheering you on. So with that being said, we have one of my favorite topics of the new year, and that is we got to go back to go. We got to start over. You got to go give up give up anything you've earned over the year, and you got to go start back fresh without anything other than your experiences and knowledge. So it's my favorite time of year. It becomes a, I guess, a way of life as well as a fun way of really beginning to refine different things, right? So with that being said, I hope to have a theme here for some podcasts for 2023, and I believe the theme here is, I'm going to, as the eternal salesman that I am here, I will be selling you something on just about every one of my podcasts, and I hope to have the product be, I'm going to sell you on yourself. So as the eternal salesman, I'm going to choose a hell of a product to be selling you, and I'll be selling you yourself. So I guess whether or not it's a convincing that I'll do for you, or I just plan on having a good product to sell to you, and my product that I'm going to sell is going to be, I'm going to be selling on your selling you on yourself. I just find it such a funny thing that I end up doing almost every day. I'm going to sell someone on themselves, and I will do it day after day. And of course, that's not I laugh how good of advice that is for young people, or you know, anything really. It's funny how translatable that actually is. This is the first podcast. I finally feel like I'm actually coming in here with some heat of the day, right? Got a little bit of you know, bringing in I don't even know what you call it, but either way, you know, what's funny is I have, if any of you guys Mac owners, you have you know, that word that pops up as a screensaver. It's funny, I feel like sometimes it just is like fucking with me. But either way, that is what I wanted to bring slightly as a repeated topic. I'll probably try and sell you on yourself at least once or twice a podcast, probably in 2023. Sounds funny, but I laugh how often I actually end up doing that as someone that I don't even know, what do you call it? Someone that is involved on on a daily basis in, I guess, sales. I sell people on themselves all day. But of course, it sounds terrible until you realize I'm really not. This is really just, you know, advice that I give out to anyone listening. So, yeah, I know we've approached these topics previously, but yeah, we'll see. I kind of trying to. I'm trying too hard as far as it goes for the podcast. I'm working too hard. I just gotta let what comes natural come out, right? That's all we're doing here. So as we talk about going back to go, and selling you on yourself, I love that as a topic and a project. Recently I was kind of looking into what exactly is a good day, and you know, how different it could be for different areas, regions, and parts of the world. And it's interesting. You start writing down like what a good day actually means to you, and I've really started kind of doing this recently, and it really is crazy. You know, each day that, well, realistically, to have a good day, you got to define a good day and then start hitting your goddamn marks. And then from there, of course, when you complete a good day, then you have to add something, right? We need one additional thing that makes a good day. And it could be, I want it to be as simple as possible. And then as you get going here, it gets more and more difficult, right? And then, of course, you have your audacious goals. And then it's like, okay, let's see it. Let's see it, asshole. I always love that aspect of things, and love that aspect of life is, you know, having to re-earn it every day. Maybe that's just my mentality, but I love that aspect of things. So I was kind of, I think 2023 is going to be a process of defining what a good day is. I thought it would be interesting to bring that to the podcast, as well as something I've been observing, and I guess been practicing personally. It is repeated failure is the process to future success. With repeated success, you cannot have, unless you've repeatedly failed to get there. Just starting to kind of define things. I want to listen back to kind of some of my thoughts later in the future, and remind myself of some of these key points. Of course, these are always things that I think about constantly, and I can never get them out of my brain, but is something I wanted to share. What else do I have for you? This being the podcast, I wanted to kind of get back. This first one being in 2023, I wanted to bring back a little bit of, I was ending episodes of the podcast with recipes, and I really, personally, I always wanted to be a cook, so I wanted to kind of get back to that. So I have a smoothie recipe for you, and it is going to be a smoothie that is going to help your gut. So I've had stomach issues before in my life, and one thing that has helped me is a beet smoothie. And it sounds a little crazy, I know, a vegetable in a fruit smoothie. But what I end up doing is kind of quartering out a beet here, and then I'll throw that into a blender with, say, some form of fruit juice, some ice, and frozen fruit. And that is the smoothie. And you try to have it, you know, I guess we could say having, you know, a good day would be having one beet smoothie, because it helps your stomach and has helped my issues, right? So that was part of one thing I wanted to, I guess, one, I'll put one thing that is in my good day, as well as one thing that helps the gut. So with this being 2023, I wanted to keep it short, sweet, and kind of hit some points, hit my own marks, and get out of here. So I hope to have a good 2023 with you all. I am cheering you on, each and every one of you individually, and I want to see success in everybody. If no one's rooting for you, just believe that I am. Have a good one.